Miami Valley Music Cast, Episode 2.
My name is Joshua Pipes. I'm with 44, hardcore metalcore act out of Dayton, Ohio.
Pipes from 44.
Hey, this is Matthew Harris from 44. You're listening to Rich Palmer on the Miami Valley Music Cast.
Of course it is. Hey, welcome. I'm Rich Palmer, your host on the Miami Valley Music Cast, and you are listening to Episode 2. That's right, Episode 2. We're back. Told you we'd come back. If you didn't get to listen last week, well, make sure you go back to the website and check out the first show. You can catch us at podcasts.richpalmer.com, and that's where you'll find the subscription links and more information. You can even listen to the show right there on the site if you'd like to do that. So podcasts.richpalmer.com. Well, as you can tell, we've taken a rapid departure from last week's show with Americana, and here's a major shift into metal. The metal you heard featured at the beginning of the show is from the band 44. We're going to talk with a couple of the guys from the band, hear some more music from them. That first song was called Provision, and that was from their latest release, Evolutionary Regression Due to High Tension Wires. How's that for a mouthful? We'll catch a little bit more from them in just a few minutes. A couple of house cleaning issues here. If you are listening again for the first time, make sure that you stop by the site and subscribe to the cast. You can do that right there at podcasts.richpalmer.com, and use your favorite podcast listening device, whether that's your portable device, your desktop player, right from the webpage. There are several options. You can download it into your iPod or X or your iPod or Lemon, or even into iTunes if you'd like to do that. Any of those will work just fine for you. If you would like to send email to the show, send it to mvmusicast@gmail.com. M as in Mary, V as in Victor, musiccast, M-U-S-I-C-A-S-T, @gmail.com. If you're a band and you'd like to be featured on the show, that's a different email address. So send that to podcast@richpalmer.com, and make sure you give me your band name, your website info if you have it, and also a phone number and a name for contact so I can get with you and we can schedule some interviews and find out just how you might fit into the Miami Valley Music Cast. Well, we've had a good time so far. Last week, obviously, I got to talk to the gang from Guardrail Angel, and I got to have a real good time interviewing them, and we learned some things about podcasting and how we can make it work a little more efficiently. So I made a few changes this week and had a really good time talking to the guys from 44. These are great guys. If you've never had the chance to talk with them, do so, because they really are sincere about what they're doing. They've got some great high-energy, intense music. And they plan to do some big things. They're going to go far. You'll find out in the interview that they're not just looking for the next gig. They're looking for the next opportunity. And they're willing to invest some time, some effort, some energy, and obviously some bucks, I think, to put them where they need to be so that they can be more effective in getting their music out to you. The guys in the band are Josh Pipes on guitar, Matthew Harris on vocals, Matt Ulrich also on guitar, J.D. Sharp on bass, and Stu B. on percussion. That first song, Provision, was just a small sample of what you can get off that latest release. I'm going to play two more songs from them in this show today. Let's go ahead and start the interviews. I got a chance to talk to Josh Pipes and Matthew Harris, so let's see what they had to say. You guys have been around a while.
Yeah, we've been around technically since 95 and gone through a few lineup changes, but Matt and myself are the core members. So we've kind of kept things together over the years, and I think finally we've kind of gotten the lineup that we were looking for from the start, so hopefully things will stick together.
So you're out gigging regularly now.
Yeah.
Checking your schedule out, looks like you guys are doing some work.
Actually, we just hooked up with Tony through Mobile Rock Entertainment. He's going to be managing us, so we're going to be looking at expanding outside of Dayton, hopefully soon.
Okay.
We've done some out-of-town work, but most of it's been in town. That's where most of our notoriety comes from. So we got to expand our fan base, and he's going to be the man to help us do it.
Yeah, he's real good at it, too.
As a musician in a band, you think about writing the songs and playing the songs out to your crowd at the shows and stuff, but you don't, I mean, you think about making it more commercially viable and whatnot, but you can't fathom how much more to it there is than just going out and playing shows. And there's so much to it.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, though, because I'm running into that same problem with my music. We start doing this stuff, and we know why we're doing it, and we know what it does for us. But at what point do we have to look towards somebody else to help us out?
Well, we spent a lot of time. I mean, like I said, we've been together since 95, and we've developed a very large fan base here in Dayton. You know, at some point, you have to decide whether or not this is what you want to do, is just play in Dayton and be satisfied with that, but I don't think You know, I think there are a lot of musicians out there who want something more out of it. There comes a point where you just start banging your head against the wall. Like, for instance, within the last 2 years, there have been four bands that were really good friends of ours that have been signed and moved on to the next level. And they were doing the same thing we were, or so we thought, and all of a sudden, you know, next thing you know, they're out on tour or, you know, talking to record labels and stuff, and you're like, what the hell are they doing? And it gets real frustrating. And so at that point, you know, you have to say, okay, we've done as much as we can on our own. So we need to seek help from somebody who knows more about the business side of it than we do.
What do you think keeps us from doing that? Because I know a lot of bands just don't step out and go to that level. Why don't we do that?
I think it's just you don't know what it is that you need to do. Like, A, a lot of people don't know who to turn to or who to talk to. There's not a lot of those people about. You know, we just happen to luck into running into Tony and talking to him, and then you run into, you know, what do you do other than what we're already doing? We're already playing shows. We're already, you know, promoting the shows with flyers, and we're already getting our music out on the websites that you can put them up for free, and people can go there and listen to them. And, you know, other than that, what more can you really do? You know, you don't think about submitting things to magazines for review and to all the little independent newspapers and, you know, all like this, like what you're doing now with the podcast thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge help in that department. I mean, that right there alone is just something that one more step that we have taken now that we never would have thought of before.
Well, exactly. This has become such a viral marketing opportunity.
It is. It has, because, like, you think about technology, what has happened in the music industry as opposed to even 5 years ago. I don't listen to the radio anymore.
No, I don't either.
I mean, I play CDs in my CD player, or I download music off the internet.
Yep.
I don't listen to the radio, and I think I'm seeing more and more of that, people listening to the radio less, and now that, you know, music has become so easy to access, you're going to see less of the radio. I mean, you're still going to have your bands that the labels are pushing on the radio, you know, as their money making tools and whatnot. But we're an underground band. You know, we're probably not going to be a mass media band. We're not going to have a huge market share in any market, really. You know, unless there's metal stations, you know, in like New York or Los Angeles or, you know, big cities like Chicago. But I mean, you don't hear our type of music here in Dayton on the radio. It just doesn't happen.
Well, and see, that's the thing, that the commercial aspect of radio is them telling us what they think we need to hear.
Right.
And I think most of us are a little smarter than that and have a little more, I don't know, a little more ambition than to have something spoon-fed to us.
Right. And there's a fine line that we, as a band, have tried to tread. You know, we're all musicians that want to do our thing, that, you know, what makes us happy, you know, challenging ourselves as musicians. But you can't step over that line and start catering directly to musicians, because you listen to a lot of the bands that we listen to and are like, man, those guys are phenomenal musicians. But, you know, the average Joe listener is going to go, man, that's just a bunch of noise. I don't understand what's going on there. So you got to kind of, like, walk that tightrope of we're doing something that makes us happy, yet is still palatable to the everyday listener.
Right. Well, let me go back in history a little bit here.
Okay.
You guys, like we talked about, you've been doing this for a while, and I've seen you in and out of the market, and I've been to a couple shows over the years, but I always wondered, where did the name 44 come from?
Actually, I'm going to turn that one over to Matt, because
cool.
He has a better understanding of where the name came from than I do, but here he is. Hang on a second.
Well, it comes from a lot of different things. First, it was kind of an inside joke between myself and Josh and a few of our friends, the original members of the band, that it was just a number that plagued us for some reason. No matter where we went, we would see it on buildings, exit signs on the highway. If we looked at the clock, it was always 44 after something. And it was just some type of, like, ongoing joke between us that there was some 44 curse that followed us. And as we kind of went along, too, I started... I'm big into theology and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
I was researching some stuff and kind of stumbled on it, the fact that in numerology, all words are also numbers. They break down into numbers, and
right.
A lot of things add up to the number 44. Life is represented by the number 44, God. Not that any of us are specifically religious in any certain way, but it just seemed fitting, so it ended up sticking.
That's pretty wild. I like that, man. Something with some actual meaning.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you see these bands get together and you write down 250 ideas for band names and you just basically pull one, you know.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you guys had something that was actually a little ominous there.
Yeah, know? And so. Mistakenly we always get mixed up with a gun, which is absolutely not what we want to be associated with, not what we thought about when it came about.
While you're on the phone here, one of my next questions was, your music, how do you get inspired to write what you do? Because you've got some stuff that just is so intense. It just, I was listening to Metronome a little while ago, and, it starts out with just this gradual build and climax, and I think, man, this thing's just kind of chugging along here, and the next thing you know, about halfway through the song, your vocals kick in.
Uh-huh.
What inspires you to write what you do?
Gosh, I don't know. A lot of times it just kind of pops in my head due to the feel of the song. I'll kind of listen to it and see what kind of emotion I draw off of it, or if I feel in kind of a weird way without sounding strange. Sometimes I just get a story idea just based on the feel of the song. There's been a couple times where it was a freak accident. I actually wrote Metronome, the lyrics to that, to another song,
uh-huh.
And they didn't fit. We've never written this. We write in a jam, and we pick up certain parts of the songs that way and then just kind of build from there. Metronome was a solid jam from beginning to end. We just started playing some noise and whatnot and some ambience, and it started building. And we played that song from start to finish pretty much exactly how it is the first time we played it. And I happened to have those lyrics in my pocket and pulled them out, and they just fit perfectly to that song really well.
That song really grips me. I don't know. I guess maybe that's why, because you can tell people are just kind of intense, working off each other, and it just continually builds and builds and builds.
Yeah.
So you can tell there's some drive there.
I had been listening to a lot of Tights when I wrote that song.
Okay.
It was kind of my version of a seriously intense Tom Waits song.
There you go. Tom Waits on metal. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Scientists use our sources as a giant timekeeper. step away from the corporate rock junk food. Put down that sugar-coated bubblegum pop confection. CeCe Chapman is here with a little chicken soup for your musical soul. Grab your plates for another heaping helping of the Accident Hash Podcast.
All right, thank you, CeCe. That's CeCe Chapman. You can catch his show at accidenthash.com. CeCe is one of several of what they call the Pod Squad. That's part of Adam Curry's collection of podcasters who you can find at podshow.com. We've been listening to the music and interviews of the Dayton area band 44, and we've learned quite a bit about how they put things together, what they're planning on doing. I have a little bit more interview coming, so we'll listen to a little bit more of that in just a minute. I want to remind you of a contest that I've been holding. I can't believe I didn't bring this up in episode one, but I am giving away 12 sets of Sfarzo guitar strings. If you've never heard of this brand, I really recommend you try them out. If you're a guitar player or a bass player, get a hold of a set of these strings. They're great. I don't even know how to describe them, but I can tell you they last a lot longer than most of the strings I've played. They have a smoother texture when you're playing. I could go into all kinds of details. But the key here is I'm giving away 12 sets. So all you have to do is go to my website, richpalmer.com/contest, and enter to win, possibly win, 12 sets of strings from me. No strings attached, haha. And basically, we just want to get the strings out on the market and let people know that they're out there. It's pretty good stuff. All right, we're going back to some interviews. We've been talking to Josh Pipes and also Matt Harris from the band 44. So let me continue with the interview. I wish that I had more time because I have about 30 minutes worth of interview that I did with them. And it's a shame that we can't share everything that we talked about. But, you know, we got to keep time short, and I want to keep this within about 40 minutes as a regular basis. So right back to Josh Pipes and Matt Harris. Now, the title for this last this newest release you've got out, where'd that come from?
I've always believed that technology will be the actual downfall of man. And we were driving through the Dayton area up towards Smithville, and we were looking at some of the, and I don't mean to insult anyone in any sort of way, but some of the people that were around there and how they just seemed so primitive. And there's that giant high-tension wire, like, you know, right there on the exit of Smithville, that giant,
yeah,
I don't know what you call it.
About, yeah.
But what is it?
Like a transfer station.
Like an electric transfer station. And I just started joking that they were regressing due to the wires and electricity that were flowing all around the area. And that built the idea that basically, as we grow lazier and lazier due to technology and build these things that we can't really even comprehend or use properly because people are not responsible enough to have some of the power that we have, that eventually the things that we create are going to be what destroy us.
When you guys get up on stage, what are you looking for?
I'm totally, absolutely about the energy of the crowd and hoping that at least some of my message comes across. I know that a lot of times it's very hard to understand, especially in a live situation, what I'm saying lyrically, which is where the album comes into play really well because it's a little clearer.
Right.
And so I hope I at least convey a little bit of that to some of the people there. And a lot of it is just a huge energy feed. The more energy I can project, the more I'm getting back from the audience, and the more I'm getting back from the audience, the more I'm projecting back to them. And to be real honest, I pretty much blank out when I'm playing. It seems like we start the first song and end the last song within a matter of seconds. It's just like a flash. I just get wrapped up with the energy, and I don't know. It's all blank after that.
Well, what's your goals? What are you looking to do in the next 6 months?
In the next 6 months, we're going to get secured through BMI, get our publishing rights organization, and then we're going to be shopping the album for, at first, more or less licensing deals. If we come across a label that's interested, obviously we're going to look into that. But for the first probably year, it's just going to be building up cachet of capital with which to reinvest to get a bigger listening audience. So that's going to involve us doing advertising campaigns. It's going to involve us doing the out-of-town shows. And we're going to end up spending a lot of money and making sure that we're not just big in Dayton anymore. You know, we love Dayton and we love our hometown. We love our core audience that we've developed here, but we want to move on to a national scale, hopefully, and even an international scale if that becomes viable. there's definitely an underground scene for metal and hardcore and punk that keeps the genres alive, obviously. So there's definitely a call for it, and we just have to find our niche, and that's going to involve a lot of legwork, but we'll get it done.
And I wish them the best of luck. It sounds like they're really on the right track. They've looked for additional help. They have a plan, and that's something that a lot of bands don't have. They actually have a business plan that they're putting together. So it sounds like things are going to go well for them. If you want to catch them online, check them out at myspace.com/44. Don't forget, that's not the numerals. You have to spell it out, F-O-R-T-Y-F-O-U-R. They're also at hxcmp3.com. That's hxxraycharliemp3.com/44. And also at purevolume.com/44. And then they have their official site, which they're currently rebuilding right now, at 44music.com. Check them out. We're going to play one more song from 44. I want to thank the guys for giving me an opportunity to talk to them, learn a little bit more about the band. This is the title song to their recent release, Evolutionary Regression, due to High Tension Wires. And there they are, 44, on the Miami Valley Music Cast. I'm Rich Palmer. Make sure you check them out at 44music.com or any of their other listed websites that you'll find on my show notes, which you can find at podcasts.richpalmer.com. Well, that about brings us to a close on another edition of the Miami Valley Music Cast. Glad you were with us today for our metal version. Tune in next week for another great show and another great artist. And don't forget, if you want to subscribe, just go to podcasts.richpalmer.com. You'll find the link information there, and you can subscribe right on the website. If you'd like to send mail to the show, send it to mvmusiccast@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, V as in Victor. Musiccast, M-U-S-I-C-A-S-T, at gmail.com. If you are a band hoping to be on the show, send your email to podcast@richpalmer.com. And let me know your name of your band, let me know a website and phone number information, contact name, etc., etc., etc. I've had a good time. Hopefully you've had a good time as well. Tune in each and every week right here for the Miami Valley Musiccast.
You mean that's all there is?